Good evening. You're listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And I want to extend a very warm welcome to our listeners in Red Bluff who are listening on KTHM at 90.7. And thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics. And this is Intermountain Classics coming up. This is our local weekly classical music program. It airs every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. and features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. Tonight's Intermountain Classic program presents the beautiful Chichester Psalms by American composer Leonard Bernstein. This is a grand oratorio for choir, orchestra, boys choir, and with a boy alto soloist. It's based on the Psalm of David from the Hebrew Bible. Also featured will be Manuel de Falla's Three-Cornered Hat, a Spanish retelling of the tale of a magistrate who attempts to seduce his neighbor's faithful wife, and a beautiful concert orchestra reflecting the folk music of Brazil by South American composer Mozart Camargo Guarneri. The well-known tone poem Don Quixote by Richard Strauss is also featured during the second hour of the program. A few other musical gems await you as well, so stay tuned right here on KKRN. And if you haven't done so already, please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. And a very good evening to you. This is Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics, right here on Community Radio KKRN 88.5. And as of this week, KTHM 90.7 in Red Bluff. And I hope you're having a great night tonight. Our program is a somewhat nostalgic look at one of my earliest programs way back in 2012. We will hear a grand oratorio based on the Psalm of David by Leonard Bernstein, as well as music by Spanish composer Manuel de Falla, Brazilian composer Mozart Camargo Guarneri, and the famous Man of La Mancha, the tone poem Don Quixote by Richard Strauss. Stay tuned for a very exciting program of beautiful classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. On KKRN, your community radio station for Redding and Shasta County. And now let's move right into some beautiful choral music. This is Chichester Psalms, a choral work by Leonard Bernstein for boy, treble, or countertenor, solo quartet, choir, and orchestra. Chichester Psalms was one of Bernstein's first overtly Jewish works, the other being his Kaddish Symphony. Both works are reflections on the Hebrew Bible, the Kaddish Symphony as a work often at the edge of despair, while Chichester Psalms is affirmative in a time serene. The American Symphony Orchestra and the New York Vocal Consort are featured in this recording, along with the choirs of the American Boy Choir School and soloist Todd Caruso, boy alto. This is Leonard Bernstein's Chichester Psalms.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and streaming on KTHM 90.7 in Red Bluff. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Bernstein stated explicitly in his writing on Chichester Psalms that the part for countertenor may be sung by either a countertenor or a boy soprano, but never by a woman. This was to reinforce the liturgical meaning of the passage sung, perhaps to suggest that the 23rd Psalm, the Psalm of David from the Hebrew Bible, was to be heard as if sung by the boy David himself. We've heard the American Symphony Orchestra and the New York Vocal Consort in this recording, along with the choirs of the American Boy Choir School and soloist Todd Caruso, boy alto. The Three-Cornered Hat is a ballet by Manuel de Falla, commissioned by Sergei Diaghilev, and premiered in 1919. The story, a magistrate infatuated with Miller's faithful wife, who attempts to seduce her, is derived from the novella by Pedro Antonio de Alarcón. It's been traced in film several times, usually in Spanish. We now hear the London Philharmonic Orchestra, under the baton of Hugo Reinhold, in Manuel de Falla's Three-Cornered Hat. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and streaming on KTHM 90.7 in Red Bluff. And welcome to all the Red Bluff listeners. Thank you so much for joining me this evening. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We've been listening to the London Philharmonic Orchestra under the baton of Hugo Reingold in Manuel de Falla's Three-Cornered Hat. That was in a ballet written in and first performed in 1919. Beautiful piece. Well, Mozart Camargo Guarneri was a 20th century Brazilian composer. He wrote the Abertura Concertante, or the Concert Overture, in 1942 and dedicated it to his American friend Aaron Copland. The work is highly regarded as an illustration of how Guarneri used excessively exotic solutions to highlight the music of traditional Brazilian folk melodies, highly syncopated themes with the use of popular drumming instruments, and integrated them into the classical symphonic form. So here we go. This is the Sao Paulo Symphony Orchestra under the direction of John Neuschling, and they are featured in this recording of Guarneri's Abertura Concertante. Thank you. And that was a most exciting performance of Guarneri's Apertura Concertante, or Concert Overture. It's an example of his unique way of weaving traditional Brazilian folk music into the classical symphonic form. We've heard the Sao Paulo Symphony under the direction of John Neuschling in this very fine recording. Leroy Anderson was an American composer of short, light concert pieces, many of which were introduced by the Boston Pops Orchestra under the direction of Arthur Fiedler. And I might add that I have played a couple of these in my past, quite a ways back, and they are absolutely fun to play. John Williams described Leroy Anderson as one of the great American masters of light orchestral music. So here is an example of Leroy Anderson. This is one of his pieces called The Typewriter. And for all you young listeners out there, if you're not sure what I'm talking about when I talk about a typewriter, it was the predecessor of the computer for creating written documents. You'll hear some funny noises in there, but if you're not sure what it all means, ask somebody over the age of 40, and I'm sure they'd be happy to tell you about it. So this is The Typewriter, by Leroy Anderson.
Thank you.
Now, wasn't that fun? That was The Typewriter by Leroy Anderson. And featured in this recording was a Clone Radio Orchestra under the direction of Pinchas Steinberg. Well, be sure to stay tuned for more great music on Intermountain Classics right here on KKRN 88.5 FM. And we're also streaming, as of this week, on KTHM 90.7 in Red Bluff. And a big hearty welcome to all my listeners down in the Red Bluff area. Glad to have you with us. And in the next hour of Intermountain Classics, you're going to hear music of Richard Strauss in Don Quixote, who was the ingenious gentleman of La Mancha. That's a very, very interesting, very humorous piece of music, so I'm sure you'll enjoy that. And we'll also hear a really delightful comic opera overture by Rossini, so stay tuned.